Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship and praising our amazing, wonderful, loving Heavenly Father. And I just want to pray one more time, Holy Spirit, that you would just pour your love out upon us this morning, that you would meet us here in a fresh way this morning. Lord Jesus, we pray this in your name. And so just encouraging us all once again to not just go through the motions. I know sometimes I sound like a broken record, but how easy it can be, you know, through the rhythm of life to just come in and be like, another day of church, another day of singing songs. But this is the moment that we have set aside, consecrated, to meet our Lord in this space. He is always with us. But we are opening ourselves up to him this morning to encounter him in a fresh way. Time. Can we just take a moment to soak this in? who our God is, what we're declaring when we sing My Lighthouse. If we are surrounded in darkness, I mean, I know sometimes it can feel like everywhere I look, there is darkness, but it's not true. Okay, yes, there is darkness around us, but we, as children of God, we have this light that we can focus our eyes on in the midst of it. And how amazing is that? That if we just keep our eyes fixed on that lighthouse and just follow it, He will guide us and lead us safe to shore. So wherever you are in life this morning, whatever struggles you may be facing, whether big or small, let's lay them at the feet of Jesus and fix our eyes on His light that pierces through the darkness. So let's sing that together one more time.
My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Welcome this morning on this gray Pittsburgh day. It's that time of year, right? It's either beautiful, bright sunshine or these gray days. But the next song we're going to sing is that Jesus paid it all. And just take a moment and think about that, because the Bible says, the scripture says that our righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord. In Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not works, that any man can boast." And sometimes I have trouble getting that through my thick head, you know. As human beings, I think we try to do good, and sometimes it gets to our head, and we think, you know, that somehow we're better than the person that's next to us. And really, that's foolishness. And the Bible clearly points that out. And in the end, I'm really grateful for that, you know, because truly Jesus has paid it all. And there's nothing that you or I can do to make us acceptable before God but the blood of Jesus.
Hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. Stain, He washed it white as snow. change the leper spot and melt the heart of stone. Jesus made it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He
for that great love that you have poured out upon us on that cross. Lord, this adoption into your kingdom, into relationship with you as sons and daughters of the living and breathing God, you purchased on that cross. And so humbly before you this morning, Jesus, we acknowledge that we fall so short on our own. But we also acknowledge that you love us anyways, that you have bought us through your sacrifice, through your mercy and your love and your justice, all of these things perfectly coming together, Lord, to redeem us and draw us back to you. And so we lean on you this morning, Jesus, knowing that there is nothing else in this world that can satisfy, nothing else in this world that can strengthen us or comfort us or guide us. You are the only way, and we desperately need you in every area of our lives, in every corner of our hearts. Amen. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need
where grace is found is where you are, and where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me, and where you
your need for him, and naming specific things before him, specific areas of your life where you need him, and then welcome him into those spaces. Would you teach us how to depend on you this morning? Would you convict us of the places where we are standing on our own? Would you teach our songs to rise to you through our words, through our actions? Would you change our hearts this morning?
So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my